Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Mistress Delia welcoming you all to the Weekly Hotspot. This is the show where Delia and Layla, your sexy mistress co-hosts, talk about all the things that get us hot and bothered. Now, I am your sexy co-host, Delia, of BegForMistress.com, and tonight I am broadcasting from a dungeon. You are so lucky. This is Mistress Layla, your sensuous co-host of TellMeYourFantasy.com. I am not broadcasting from a dungeon. I am broadcasting from my office, which doubles as a dungeon from time to time. I have been just super tingly all week thinking about the subject of tonight's show. If you want to hear what gets me hot and bothered, well, I suggest you stick around. Oh, yes. Now, I have a question for everybody. And I want to give you a disclaimer first. You may hear slapping, you may hear yelling, you may hear some noises, but it's all in good fun. So don't worry tonight. And my question for you is, are you ready to get hot? So this week, we have a very sexy show for you. It's especially sexy because tonight's topic is one of great debate among our EE members. It combines pleasure and frustration, and I can't think of a better way to show your mistress your devotion than by giving her the keys to your kingdom. Tonight we are we're especially lucky to have with us a guest who has a very unique view of this fetish. We'll be talking with William of MatureMetal.com. His company actually handmakes custom chastity devices. So get your questions ready. We have an expert in the house. We invite those in TalkShoe chat to call in to discuss their thoughts, feelings, reactions, and, of course, ask any questions that you have. So sit back, relax, and get ready to get hot. Now, I have a couple of quotes. Love is the answer, but while you're waiting for the answer, sex raises some pretty good questions. And chastity, you can carry it too far. That was Mark Twain. And the first one was Woody Allen.
I have a couple that I liked this week as well. Reason and justice tell me there's more love for humanity in electricity and steam than in chastity and vegetarianism. Anton Chekhov said that. Now, Blaise Pascal said, few men speak humbly of humility, chastely of chastity, and skeptically of skepticism.
Good quote. I like that. So what do you think about chastity, Miss Layla?
I'll be honest with you. It's not something I had a tremendous amount of experience with until I started working here. And I have been lucky enough to get to know about it from people who are actually experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from a layman's perspective, you can just look at it in the chastity. That's crazy. They don't look beneath the surface. They don't look at the impetus for it or the reasons behind it or the pleasure somebody who can actually derives from being in chastity. I mean, you know, Mithilia, we have people who have been in chastity and they can give you the date and the time when it started. And it is months and months and months now. They get a little crazy about it. But I happen to think it's something when two people share can be one of the most intimate things you can do together.
I don't have to agree. I agree with that. I think, I'm sorry, we're struggling with the restraints, just to see if you could hear that. I really like chastity. I have enjoyed putting people in chastity, and I have been a big fan of the silicone chastity devices just from, because, you know, I care about comfort. And I think kind of I'm evolving in that I'm very excited to have Mature Metal here because I've heard so many good things about some interesting metal devices. And I think from my point of view, you know, locking up a man's cock is very intimate. It's something very special, almost a gift that they can give you, having control over that part of them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I think it very much is one of the most selfless things I think a man could do, you know, to give that to his mistress. And I know we've got some people here on Enchantrix Empire who just love being tied up, you know, in chastity for their mistress. They like being locked up.
I'm looking around on Enchantrix Empire for a poll or a blog that talked about why they did it as opposed to the physical mechanics of it. A lot of people, once they start a chastity program, will talk about their day-to-day experiences. So I'm going to
mm-hmm.
actually do one because I really am very interested in why people, on both sides of the coin, why does a mistress accept it from somebody? And why does a caller or somebody that you're having a relationship with want to give it to you? I mean, for me, it's a huge responsibility. If you are going to give me the opportunity to make decisions about your body, I'm going to take that and I'm going
right.
to make sure that I do it with your health and best interests always at heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, most definitely. And I think, you know, there's so much that you have to think of as a mistress, you know, the safety.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things the device is on, the comfort of it, because you can't let someone chafe the skin. It's just not acceptable. Pinching is something to be concerned about, how long you wear it, cleaning. There are lots of things that you have to think of as a mistress that don't just go along with what I think sometimes is the lock me away in chastity fantasy, deny me for always. There's that real physical aspect of it, that device that someone puts on that you've got to be responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of responsibility to that and education that you have, knowing what to do with someone in chastity and not just leave them locked up, but how to make sure that you're milking them, how to make sure that you're cleaning them, how to make sure that you have the right kind of schedule set up. So,
well, not only that, and before I go on, I would like to say hello to Castaway, and Evil Penguin has joined us. Yay!
Yay! You're welcome,
there's
our people.
There's also a couple of people that I speak with, their wives are involved. So if now you've added a third person, and sometimes, especially with this one couple I speak with, she's very new to not only his fetish and his submissiveness, but also to learning about him being in chastity. And she's really nervous about it, and I can understand that because it's a huge responsibility for her, and she doesn't want to do something wrong.
Right. That's a very good point. You have to be careful with what you do.
Exactly. And I just would like to tell everybody who just joined us that tonight's subject is chastity and chastity devices. And we, Miss Delia and I, will be speaking with a gentleman who owns a company that custom makes chastity devices.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm actually really excited because one of the people I was just discussing just received his from maturemetal.com, and he's been wearing it, so we can talk a little bit about his experience the first week in wearing a device, and he's not new to wearing one, so he has a great before and after perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I'm looking at a mistress friend of mine right now. I'm just going to interject for a minute. And her boots are to die for. Where did you get those? Those are gorgeous.
The other thing, guys,
really?
You know, Miss Delia's broadcasting from a friend's dungeon. They're having a little bit of a play party. So
these are amazing boots. and a fucking hot skirt and that corset, it's gorgeous. And the nipples are long. Oh, this is going to be fun. She dressed for the occasion. Ooh.
As I'm sure did you, dear.
What's that?
As I'm sure did you.
Oh, of course I did. Of course I did. I have on, it's a leather. It has a zipper. It's a little bit longer. Are you working out your arms? I have on a leather. It's like a hobble skirt almost, but it zips up. It could be a hobble skirt if I wanted to put someone else in it, like a cute little subby. But I love wearing it, you know, about mid-thigh zipped up. So it's just really naughty looking. And I have on a leather bra. And that's about it.
Oh, I have to hear about the shoes.
The shoes are pumps with a 6-inch stiletto heel. They are gorgeous and shiny and black. I'm wearing everything in black. I'm just kind of looking at myself in the mirror going, oh, yeah, I look good.
So tonight we are very lucky to have William join us, and he has a company called MatureMetal.com, and they custom-make chastity devices, and not only chastity devices, but a few other odds and ends, which we'll get to, which, by the way, are going right on my wish list. God, I love them. They make stainless steel cages, tubes, and chastity devices, and they make them to custom fit you so that they are comfortable. And I have to say, one of my callers is wearing one, and he is thrilled. He said it is the most comfortable device he's ever worn. Oh, good. Edible Tiny Man made it. Yay. So I think we should unmute William and talk about all kinds of fun chastity-type things. What do you think?
I like that. I love that you can get from a caller, from a client, such a rave review.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, word of mouth on something like this, because I would not wear the chastity. And sometimes, you know, there are services to pretty much just tell you what you want to hear. You know, they could be raw and chafed, and it's horrible, and it feels terrible. And that's because they want you to feel good. You know, they're not really playing right. But I think it's really amazing that somebody can give such a great review, because that to me says this is quality, this is excellent, and this is something that I can now recommend to people who ask me what kind of device should I get.
Well, this is the best example of how great it is and how close a relationship we all have with our callers and with each other.
Mm-hmm.
He told me about it. I did a little research. I called William, who, by the way, is amazing, and I love him. He answered his phone on vacation, and we had this great conversation. And now here he is getting ready to talk to us. I think it's like come full circle.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And what do you think? Should we put him on?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I am going to give everybody the link here in TalkShoe. It's asking me for access. Of course I want to allow access. Google Docs, man, I tell you. Okay, so William is from MatureMetal.com, and hopefully we will see that link very soon.
I just put it up.
All right. And I may have popped out of chat. Do you see me in chat?
I do.
You do? That's very interesting, because I'm trying to unmute Mature Metal, and I can't do that. So what I'm going to do is just quickly pop out and pop back in. And, yeah, did I fall out? I figured I did. All right. Well, that means I don't have to pop back in or out or something. I just have to get back in.
This sounds like the conversation that that little one-inch man might have been having with a mistress.
No, you did not. But the bra is still on. Thanks, Erin. Okay, I have unmuted Mature Metal. Hello, William. It is great to have you with us tonight.
Well, it's great to be here. How are y'all tonight? Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Great. Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Very good.
Yeah. You sound great.
So William is joining us from the lovely state of Texas, where it was 106 degrees today.
Yes, it's cooling off. Like it was 111, so it's cooling down.
111? Oh, be still my beating heart. Wow.
Yes, it was baking.
So, I'm kind of curious, how long have you had this company?
I actually launched the website about 2 years ago. However, I have been building devices for 5-6 years. But before I launched my website, I was I was a struggling artist, let's say, and I was selling them on eBay out of regular steel, and it wasn't stainless. And so the more I made, the better I got. Obviously. Mm-hmm. And here I am today.
Yeah,
we're glad you did.
Did you wake up one day and go, yeah, I just know what I need to do for the rest of my life, and that's just lock men up in chastity. I'm going to make a really great little cage.
No, this is really something you don't wake up in the morning and go, hey, I know what I'm going to start today. Actually, it's a pretty long trek that I've gone with this. And actually, it was looking at sites, and I discovered Chastity looking at sites, and I noticed how much some of the companies were charging, for Chastities. And, being the person I am, I decided, well, if they can do it, why can't I? My whole scheme of setting up the company was to make it not where it's $700-$800 for a chastity, a custom chastity, but make it where it's affordable for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So
affordable is good.
I'm sorry?
I said affordable is good. And looking at some of these, I mean, just the workmanship that went into them. I'm on the website now. I'm just looking at the different ones. And the workmanship is just really, really nice.
Well, thank you very much. Each part is handmade. There's only two of us that actually construct them. And there's a lot of time and attention that goes into every one of them.
So the question I have burning in my little brain is, do you wear one yourself?
Yes, I do.
Really?
For the last 3 years.
3 years?
Three years.
And so did you make your own device?
Oh, absolutely. I've never owned anybody else's.
Wow.
I love
that's
it.
That's going to be amazing.
Which one do you have then?
Actually, I've tested all of them before they go out because, I'm a firm believer that I have to, test it out before I would sell it to anybody in the public. And right now I'm in one that's not even on my site yet as I'm still testing it out, and I should launch it within the week, which is called a Queen's Key.
Right, in a way, I love the name.
And I love the name, too. I actually had a contest online for somebody to name it, and the winner was the Queen's Key. So it's kind of the jailbird. It has the front end of a jailbird. However, it's got a flat back ring like the Watchful Mistress would.
I like that. See, those are my two favorites, the Watchful and the Jailbird.
The Jailbird is the most popular by far.
Mm-hmm.
As far as low maintenance for those of us that wear them constantly, obviously the mistress doesn't want to take off the device or give them the key, every other day or what have you to help in hygiene. Some of the plastic units and some of the other units they just cover too much and you have to remove them in order to keep the hygiene up. However, with the jailbird, you never have to remove it. You could actually put it on and leave it on for the rest of your life.
That is music to my ears. You know, I'm going away in about a week, and I'm just wondering how this would pass through. I mean, and of course, that's just me. Airplane security. Would you have to declare that? What would you do? Have you ever had anyone ask that question?
Actually,
I'm going away. What do I do?
Yeah, actually, I have had people ask it, and there was one customer that said that they put it in their carry-on bag, and they did look at it. Security did look at it, but then they just put it back in the bag and went on. I wouldn't suggest wearing it. That doesn't. And there was actually another customer that I believe they live in Germany. And they said that they wore it through, and they set off all the bells and whistles. So they had to explain what it was, but as soon as they explained it, they were like, oh, okay, go ahead. So, that's not the U.S., that is Germany, so I don't know what the reaction would be with TSA.
I don't know. It interests me to think about that.
I get that question
really
a lot.
Well, I think you can do a lot of interesting questions.
Yeah. If we see you on CNN with your picture next to the underwear bomber, we'll know that there was an issue.
Oh, I like this.
Well, I get this asked very often. Are the devices visible under clothing?
Yes. If on the plastic devices, typically, and when you get to stainless steel and custom designs, they're thinner than what the plastic ones are.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is because on the plastic devices, they have to make them thicker in order to make them more durable and prevent cracks and everything else. With the stainless, you could run over it with your car and it'll still be okay. So, the
well,
thinner
is that you're wearing it or not?
The thinner design, not while you're wearing it. No, I wouldn't suggest that. But,
that's extreme CBT, I'll tell you that.
Very extreme CBT.
That would be. But the thinner metal allows it to be much easier to hide, and since it is custom, let's say somebody buys one that's off the shelf, odds are it's going to be actually bigger than what they need, and when it's custom designed, that means you can make it actually, it should fit like a glove on their penis, so it's very easy to hide.
Well, that brings me to the person that I know who just got one. They ordered it, he and his wife, smaller than anything he'd ever worn before, and he was afraid that it would be too confining. And as a matter of fact, he said smaller worked better because it holds him much better, and it's so light he hardly even knows that it's on. He said he does feel the cock ring, but the rest of it, not so much. And it's nice to have that feeling of the cock ring because it's a reminder.
Right. That's kind of the secret, is that if it's an exact fit, the man will forget he's wearing it. I forget I'm wearing it all the time. I mean, if you take it off, it's funny because it's like you forgot your watch. You know that feeling? It's the same exact thing.
Huh. So,
wow.
Do you have people who call up and say, look, I'm an athlete, I'm moving around, I'm at the gym. Is there anything special that you do for them? Because I get that question a lot as well.
I do too.
No, not really. All my designs, I don't really do anything different. Sometimes they do want to go with the high security screws, And what that does is it allows to replace the lock. So they can just use a high security screw that you can't pick, you can't find a key for anywhere. And it makes it even a lower profile to where they can do that kind of thing. I've had people exercise, riding bikes, motorcycles, what have you, and they tell me that it gives them no issues whatsoever.
Hmm. Cool. Well, we lost Miss Delia, so she'll call right back in a second. How long do you think it would take a person to get used to wearing yours, especially since they fit so well?
Ooh, I don't know that I can actually answer that.
Mm.
You know, people are so different that would be one that would be really difficult to answer.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that having a custom one made, they would get used to it a lot easier than, you know, any of them off the shelf by far.
And I do know that you have a couple of things that can enhance a standard model, like your spike strip.
Yes. I can't even take the spike strip. It is painful, but guess what? It's supposed to be painful. That's what it's made for. I have customers that wear the spike strip, 24/7 with their cage, and mentally it keeps them from having an erection. So, I've tried it, and yes, it would do that same thing for me.
Hmm. All right, and then what about the? Yes, tiny man. Ouch. What about the, the lock, the security lock?
Oh, the high security screw?
Yes.
It's a custom-made screw that you can't go to the hardware store and buy it or anything else. I do carry a medium security screw, and you can buy the keys for that online. So it really depends on the couple that's buying the device, because, there's a lot of folks out there that, the guy can be trusted not to take it off, period.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that self-lock as well, so they tend to like the medium security. There are those bad guys out there that need the high security, and you can't find, you can't find the keys for it anywhere, and basically it's a screw bit. But it's a custom-made screw bit.
And I was just looking at those. I think they're under accessories, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. Now I'm looking at cock rings. They're just gorgeous. They're just gorgeous.
Well, and we are always about being safe. So I did have a question that somebody posed to me. In an absolute emergency, what's the fail-safe? Do you build anything into your device so that if they're alone or if something happens, they can get it off?
Well, what most people do, what most couples do, because, obviously 90% of my customers are couples anyhow, they will either have some kind of key safe or they will have an envelope system, and basically the wife or mistress, whatever, puts one key in an envelope and signs it. So if there's an emergency, they can open it and use the key. But, if there is no emergency, obviously they're in deep trouble. And the mistress will keep the other key. Because
Excuse
me?
I'm sorry, I said, I guess it all depends on what you really think of as an emergency.
Yes,
this
that's
is true.
True.
If somebody's mowing the lawn at home and cuts off their toe, let's say, and they need to go to the doctor, they're probably going to want to take that off before they go to the doctor. That would be an emergency.
Yeah, that's generally probably a good idea. Going in for that MRI. That would be
right.
Bad.
Isn't it? What's the one with the big magnet that's in it?
Oh, the
yes.
The MRI,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, the thing
that little
is,
tube you can't escape from. Yeah.
Cock with any jewelry on
top or something. Oh. Picturing that. I'm having far too much fun picturing that.
I thought you would, but actually stainless steel is non-magnetic. So
it
probably wouldn't do anything, yes.
Wow, and here I am all science-y, trying to be all, just, you know, there you go. Thanks. So you have to tell us a story, and certainly not putting anyone out there, I guess, but you have to know some really, really super good stories.
I do. I do. I've been in situations that I still shake my head every morning and go, oh, I can't believe that happened. Had a wife make an order, and it was a fairly small device, and so it was built, custom ordered, shipped to her, and I received an email from her stating that, well, the cage is too big, okay? Well, the customers obviously measure themselves, but the reason that the cage was too big is her husband was taking hormones to become a female, so his penis shrunk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that should make a difference.
I don't know if he ever finished the hormones, because I don't think I've ever gotten another order from them, but I don't think they quite thought it through.
Well, so now I'm looking on your website, and I'm looking under the tab that says FAQs, how do you design a your device. Did you add a new question? Are you now or will you be taking hormones in the future?
No, I didn't add that one. I didn't think to.
Loving looking at them.
They're beautiful. They are absolutely beautiful. I hope you guys in chat all get a chance to go look at the website, because even if you're not into chastity, there's something so amazing about something that is handmade, handcrafted, designed. Each one is a little work of art. I mean, I'm looking at the jailbird, and I just think you throw a few flowers in there, and you've got a little centerpiece going.
Yeah, for the dungeon.
It's my little BDSM Thanksgiving table.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, it definitely replaces the copia.
And you didn't forget the mistress and the master, which I love about you, because you have spurs.
Yes, I do.
Oh, love the spurs.
They are actually made by another company that is in the same town, but I did design them, and we just launched those about a month ago. So they're also very new to the site.
Can you see those, Mistelia?
Oh, I was going to ask if I could read the guide to measuring your penis for a chastity device.
Please do.
Is that a yes?
Who are you talking to? Go ahead.
All right. Well, I found this to be very interesting. You measure yourself when flaccid and at your smallest, and you get the correct measurement when you are at your smallest, but not when you're shriveled up. And you know the difference. So there is shrinkage, I guess, in some circumstances. Now, the suggestion is at maturemetal.com is to take several measurements at different times until you're comfortable that you have an accurate measurement. You can be a little off, and it will still work just fine, so don't worry. Take a reasonable measurement when you're at your smallest. Now, for length, take a ruler and measure at the base of the penis where it meets the testicles and measure to the tip of the penis. Again, soft, not shriveled. and definitely don't cheat on this measurement. This is not the time to say it's 7 inches when you're measuring 3. For the inside diameter, you can purchase a set of sizing rings, which I happen to think is a fabulous idea. Then upon their return, you'll get a full refund. Or if you're currently using a CB series, they can use that as a guide for diameter of the base ring and the inside diameter of the cage. Now, on the gap, there's not a good way to measure. 90% of the customers order the 3/8 inch and are happy with it. Some who have been in chastity for a long time want the quarter inch as they have stretched the scrotum. Others who are new to chastity have a high and tight scrotum and want the half inch. If the gap is wrong after you receive it, it's an easy fix. Just send the ring and cage back with $10 for shipping, and the gap will be adjusted. Now, can you talk about the gap? Because I do a lot of talk about length and diameter, but what talk about the gap, because this is the first I've really heard it talked about, with numbers.
Well, on the gap, the way my cages are designed, it's first of all, I tend to use a lot of the oval rings. The oval ring is much better than our regular round ring.
Mm-hmm.
And what this does is it makes the gap more uniform all the way around. So, you know, if you used a round ring, obviously on the base ring, you would have a larger ring than the diameter of the cage. So the gap would be larger at the base of the ring than it would be anywhere else. That's where the oval comes in. Once you make it oval, there isn't as much of a gap, and the testicles aren't trying to pull through, because I know you haven't had that happen, but those of you that have had it happen, it hurts. Oh, my God, does that hurt. So with an even gap, it prevents the testicles from going through or attempting to go through, and it's just wide enough not to irritate, but it's not big enough to cause any issues with them slipping through.
Hmm.
I hope that made sense.
It did. I'm actually reading one of the reviews on the Jailbird, and they talk about that. So we just lost Delia again. So I will read this, because I also get a lot of people who say, I get this pinching if I sit up too quickly or if I have an erection and then it shrinks again, I get this wicked pinch. This man says, after almost 2 weeks in the Jailbird, I have found this piece to be the best of any I have had to wear. I like how he phrased that, had to wear.
I like that too.
The custom fit makes it absolutely impossible to get any kind of satisfaction apart from being unlocked, and I have found it to be completely secure as well as completely frustrating. The open design has allowed for easy cleaning, but the overlapping end bars prevent the skin from being pinched. Though pretty much constantly aware of its presence, I have found no noticeable restriction of my regular activities, including running and working out. I highly recommend this for long-term experience. I don't think anybody could have said it any better.
I think it's very well said.
Yes, I like to call them my fan club. I actually had somebody ask a question that said that, you know, they had a question on a blog and they wanted to answer it. By the way, if somebody emails me, I email them back normally within about 2 hours, you know, minus time for sleep, but, you know, I'll get back to them within 2 hours. So customer service is very high with me. But back to the story, they said, well, look at this blog and, you know, so I can answer the question. So I asked for a link to the blog, and I couldn't believe how many people were actually on there that were either buying from me, bought from me, or were thinking about buying from me. The whole thing was nothing but mature metal, and I went, oh, my God, I found my fan club.
Well, when you're treating such a very important part of the body with such respect, how can you not have a fan club?
Exactly. And, you know, that's why the customer service is so highly regarded with me. Because it is very, very personal, And, you know, I know it's personal for them, so I'm going to take it personal when I'm actually building the cage. You know, and I know that, you know, you're looking at all the designs, but keep in mind that it is custom. So there's a lot of folks out there that want things changed. They don't want to just buy it like it is. They want things added, taken away, you know, and I'll be happy to do that. You know, if I have special requests, if I can do it, I will be happy to do it.
Hmm. That's pretty cool. It's really amazing. What was really nice, too, was reading the reviews on your website. People really are so grateful that they found something that works with their lifestyle and they don't have to force a situation just to accommodate how they want to live their life. You've really given them an option. And one of the other reviews said that they had the jailbird and now they're using the Watchful Mistress. And it's so great that they can even have choices within what you offer.
Yes, and the couple that you're speaking of actually turned out that they liked the Watchful Mistress so much they sold their jailbird. They fell in love with the jailbird and they really loved it. I mean, they couldn't talk any better about the jailbird. And then they went, well, we want to try something different. So they got the Watchful Mistress and they stole a jailbird. So, you know, there you go.
So is there a big market for used chastity devices?
I was just going to say. You'd think that it would be, you know, dishwasher safe and all that kind of stuff available. And, I mean, my goodness. But why? Why would you sell that?
Well, actually, there is a market for the higher-end chastities. There is a market for that. I want to say they got around $200 for their used one. So, you know, and which kind of surprised me even. But, yeah, the resale value on them is pretty high. I've had people that actually mismeasured. They knew they did.
Oh.
They sold their old one and turned around and bought another one from me. So, you know, that way they were able to recoup some of their money.
Wow. I think that there's like this whole subculture. Is there an Edmunds book that gives you the value of your chastity device?
Not yet. Maybe someday.
Oh, I'm going to have to get hooked into this group of people. I love it. So I can attest to your customer service because you have been so great. Oh, a blue ball book. Very good, Erin. Thank you.
Very, very nice, Bookie.
I know you get back to people right away. You've made yourself available on a Friday night on a holiday weekend. So I just don't think anybody can go wrong doing business with you. You've got a beautiful product, and you're so fun and nice to deal with.
Well, thank you very much. You guys are a lot of fun yourself.
We have our moments.
We do. I even dressed pretty for this one. All right. So we hope that you have enjoyed yourself with us, and thank you so much for answering questions. Are you hanging out for the rest of the show to listen to us do the voodoo that we do so well?
Well, absolutely, I will.
Great.
Excellent. We'll be linking to you, I'm sure. Right, Miss Layla? There will be lots
absolutely.
Of information out there.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to mute you. I have the power of mute. Thank you again, William.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a great night.
Care.
Bye.
Perfect. That was awesome. I loved that.
I know.
All right. That was pretty amazing, I have to say.
And
so
you know what's even more amazing is we have a room full of people who have no interest in chastity, and they found it interesting.
Yeah.
They were making comments. That's the best part for me.
Oh, yeah. I liked that very, very much. And you know what? there were a couple of instances where I fell out of the room, and we have thought here that that was just so funny because it was, you know, wonderful. Why don't we do some jokes?
Please, let's do some jokes.
All right. Okay, King Arthur was in Merlin's laboratory where the wizard was showing him his latest invention, a chastity belt with a rather large hole in the most obvious place. "This is no good, Merlin," the king exclaims. "Just look at the opening. How is this supposed to protect the queen?" "Ah, sire, just observe." He then took an old magic wand and inserted it in the gaping aperture of the chastity belt, whereupon a small guillotine blade came down and cut it neatly in two. "Merlin, you are a genius," exclaimed the king. "Now I can leave knowing the queen is protected." After putting the queen in the device, he set out on his crusade. Several months passed, and upon the king's return, he immediately assembled all of his knights in the courtyard for a short arm inspection. Sure enough, each one was either amputated or damaged, obviously, by the guillotine, all of them except Sir Galahad. "Only you," King Arthur exclaimed, "my one and only true knight, only you of all my nobles. What is in my power to grant you? Name it, and it is yours." But alas, Sir Galahad was speechless. Uh-huh. I love that.
Oh. A friend and I were golfing one day when at the 18th hole, this guy comes out of nowhere and asks if he could join us. I tell him, "Well, we're just about done, but if you want to join us tomorrow, you can. We start at 8 o'clock. He said, "Great, I'll be here at 8 o'clock, maybe 8:35. So the next day he shows up at 8 o'clock and plays scratch golf. He was good. We were going to play again the next day, and we invited him to join us. He said, "Great, I'll be here at 8 o'clock, maybe 8:35. So the next day he shows up at 8 o'clock, plays with his opposite hand, and shoots under par. I'm a bit amazed with this guy, so I ask him, "You're a pretty good golfer, beating us with scratch golf and then showing off by playing just as good with your opposite hand. Just what is your secret?" He said, "Well, when I wake up in the morning and my wife is lying on her left side, I play left-handed. Or when I wake up in the morning and my wife is laying on her right side, I play right-handed." So I ask, "What if she's laying on her back?" "Well, that's when I get here at 8:35.
Oh, I like that. All right. I like this one. There once was a man who had three girlfriends, and he couldn't decide which one to marry. He decided to give $5,000 to each woman to see what she would do with it. The first woman bought new clothes for herself. She got an expensive hairdo, a massage, a facial, a manicure, and a pedicure. And she said, "I spent the money so that I would look pretty for you because I love you so much." The second woman bought a VCR, a CD player, a set of golf clubs, and a tennis racket and gave them all to the man. "I used the money to buy you these gifts because I love you," she told him. The third woman invested the money in the stock market and within a short time had doubled her initial investment. She returned the initial $5,000 to the man and reinvested the profit. "I'm investing in our future because I love you so much," she said. The man had a big decision to make, and he carefully considered how each woman had spent the money. Then he decided to marry the woman with the biggest tits. Works for me.
Oh, well, you know, since Miss Delia and I both have that wonderfully natural endowment, we can identify. See,
oh,
look at Tiny Man. Tiny Man's like, yes.
Perfect in the cleavage.
Exactly. Okay, an 85-year-old couple, having been married almost 60 years, had died in a car crash. They had been in good health the last 10 years, mainly due to her interest in health food and exercise. When they reached the pearly gate, St. Peter took them to their mansion, which was decked out with a beautiful kitchen and master bath suite and jacuzzi. As they oohed and aahed, the old man asked Peter, "How much was all this going to cost?" "It's free," Peter replied. "This is heaven." Next, they went out to survey the championship golf course that the home backed up to. They would have golfing privileges every day, and each week the course changed to a new one representing the great golf courses on earth. The old man asked, "What are the green fees?" Peter's reply, "This is heaven. You play for free." Next, they went to the clubhouse and saw the lavish buffet with the cuisines of the world laid out. "How much to eat?" asked the old man. "Don't you understand yet? This is heaven. It is free," Peter replied with some exasperation. "Well, where are all the low-fat and low-cholesterol tables?" the old man asked timidly. Peter lectured, "That's the best part. You can eat as much as you like of whatever you like and never get fat and never get sick. This is heaven." With that, the old man went into a fit of anger, throwing down his hat and stomping on it and shrieking wildly. Peter and his wife both tried to calm him down, asking him what was wrong. The old man looked at his wife and said, "This is all your fault. If it weren't for your bran muffins, I could have been here 10 years ago."
Oh, I love that. And you know what? I am thinking about it's 4 minutes to the top of the hour, 6 minutes to the top of the hour. It's 9:54 Eastern. If you're listening to this on a podcast later in the week, that's what time it was when I said that. So how about we do our health tips and let everyone get head off to communitykink.com where there will be a Kok Radio show tonight?
I think that's an excellent idea.
I sure do. Since we've been talking about chastity, I know that we have been doing Kegel exercises and we have been upping our minutes of exercise and we've been talking about weight training. And you all know that I'm a gym rat and I love to just work out and stay healthy and keep my body the way that I like my body. And you all are getting there too and you're very much impressing me. So keep doing that. But I want, if you are thinking about chastity or doing chastity, a health tip that's very important is, you know, there are two that I try to focus on, cleaning and milking. If you have a chastity device on or you're thinking about chastity, make sure that you ask some good questions about cleaning because you want to know how you can clean yourself if you're going to be locked up for a couple of weeks, a month, long term. You know, you really want to make sure that you know how to clean that. And then milking for your prostate health, milking is very important. So make sure that you do some research before you do get into that chastity device on prostate milking because it will be something that will be, can be used a couple of different ways. I like to use it for play. And also when someone is in chastity for a long time, for more long-term chastity, I really enjoy setting up a good milking schedule. Just for prostate health, those things are very important. So that's what I have for health tips research.
I think those were excellent health tips. I think that continuing on with my breath and yoga and energy health tips, I think that keeping yourself flexible, keeping yourself in shape, keeping yourself, sorry, I was reading Aaron's quote in our chat room, keeping yourself able to be very, flexible is the right word, is the best advice I can give you. I'm going to start a series of yoga poses that will enable you to stretch yourself, bend yourself, keep your muscles nice and lean and long. When you're in chastity like that, you can't allow yourself to become out of sync, allow your body to get out of whack. It's like your skeleton needs to remain in a certain way to function properly. Well, so do your muscles. And if you've got something foreign on your body, you're going to compensate for it in some way. And you need to be conscious of not doing that.
Very good.
So that was my health tip. And I would like to thank Provox Talk for producing our show and for TalkShoe for allowing us to use their platform to record it. We love our sponsors. This is Miss Layla wishing you sweet, sensuous, sexy dreams. And next Friday, join us at 9 p.m. Eastern when our topic is not actually decided yet. It's going to be a surprise.
Yes, a surprise for next week. And this has been Miss Delia, and I am telling you to remember a couple of things. Download our show, email us those jokes, I know you're liking them, and be back here at 9 p.m. Eastern every week. I want everyone to make sure that you have a hot and sexy week.